You think you've seen something, you haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. Come on, all the smoke, baby.
All
give it to
the
us.
Smoke.
Matt Bond, Steven Jackson.
Talking about sports, life, culture.
We put the power in the player's hand.
I ain't never told nobody this ever.
I just want to get into good conversation.
Kerry Champion, Stephen A.
We got to talk. What's going on?
Dwayne Wade, Steph Curry.
I'm over here laugh crying. Yeah, nah,
it's good vibes only. You can find us here, over there, everywhere.
Radio.com and all major podcast platforms.
Peace.
Back live on Radio Row, it is Super Bowl headquarters, Miami Beach Convention Center, and the first hour and 20 minutes of today's program has been a loaded potato, very Miami Hurricane-centric. We had Braxton Berrios, we've had Alan Hearns, and to be quite honest, Lee Sterling is a Hurricane as well.
Yeah,
so the
went there, no,
the Hurricanes'
on,
love
come
continues on. We are going to talk with Lee Sterling here. He is a professional sports handicapper, so he usually comes on with us on Thursdays. We're so loaded this week on Radio Row, and he is here, so we have him on today. The website is ParamountSports.com. ParamountSports.com. I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking sports gambling with him. And for the year 2020, the dude has been on fire.
Yes.
He is 19-6. 19 and six. You will take that any day of the week. Super Bowl week, how much does this increase your business? Like, do people come out of the woodwork to bet this game, or is this a game that normal gamblers, if they bet, 15 units on this Sunday, they're betting 40 units because it's the last game till next season? Like, what's this week like?
Okay, so let me give you an example.
I'm going to put your microphone closer to you.
So let me give you an example. If someone is a client of mine, I would say on average, if they're normally playing $100 a game, they'll play $200 to $300 on this game. If they're playing, let's say, $1,000, they're going to play $2,000 to $3,000. You can't pass on this game. You got to give out the Super Bowl. You can't say, "Oh, I'm going to take the week off." And yeah, there's people that come out of the woodwork that want to play the Super Bowl, but how much does it affect my business? I would say if I lose this game, and I've had an epic run in January, probably I'll have a reduction of 15 to 20% come football season.
Because this is the game people remember.
Absolutely. I can, for instance, for my clients, since the start of January, I'm 11-2. I lose this game, the average person will say, "Oh, you were about break even." That's just the way it is.
Man.
They remember what you did last, and they remember what you did in the national championship game, college football, and the Super Bowl.
How are you historically in the Super Bowl?
Probably about 60, 62%. I think I've won three of the last five. I mean, I've had a couple close losses. I had Seattle when they lost to New England. Anyone telling you they're 25-2, they're lying to you. There's been a lot of close games.
People love to shout that out, too.
So I put on my website, I have under recent results every single game I've given my clients the last 5 years. So someone can't come back and say, "Oh, well, you said this and you're not that." So
Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. What is the bet that you're making on the Super Bowl? Is that something you're going to share with us?
Yeah, I told you last week I was leaning Kansas City. I'm gonna stay with Kansas City. The public loves San Francisco. They feel that both offensive and defensive lines are stronger, which they are. They feel that, they've dominated. But a lot of times after you've had two pretty easy games in the playoffs, you'll see that team, they struggle. I think it helps Kansas City that they were behind 24-0 and 10-0, didn't even bat an eye. We've never seen that before in the playoffs. And in college football, I was undecided before the last couple days on the LSU-Clemson game. But I looked at some tapes, and I kept looking at stats, and I'm saying to myself, Joe Burrow hasn't had a bad game. So I went with him. Look at Patrick Mahomes. He has not had one bad game. And I think Andy Reid has sat in a bunker the first week for 2-3 days and come up with a great game plan. And I think this game means more than anything this entire life.
By the way, I've seen it at 1 and 1.5.
Right.
Would you lay 1.5? Does that scare you?
Probably buy it down. Okay. I mean, you might even want to play money line on this game. I mean, this could be a 31-30 game. It could happen.
Okay.
And it was funny you just brought up Andy Reid. I was going to ask that. Like, yeah. Does Andy Reid have more – does he give you more confidence than Shanahan, who lost the Super Bowl when he was the OC at Atlanta? Like, does Andy push the meter for you?
I love Andy Reid. Yeah. When he is on, there's no better play caller. I'm sure when you went against him, you're like, oh, my God, I think I see something, and it's the exact opposite.
Hawk knows, and he always – when people bring up Andy Reid, he always tells me because – there's a couple coaches, Lee, that when I played them, you would see a formation you never saw before. You see plays you never saw before.
Or
Andy
was
one of those
guys. Or you saw a formation and you thought something was going to happen. What he does, which is really good, he will show a couple plays in a formation, and then he'll run a third play in a big game off that same formation. So in football, a good coordinator, every play except for a quarterback sneak should set up another play, and he does that real well.
I have to apologize to everybody, and Solana did a terrible job producing. I did not give the code word at 3 o'clock when Alan Hearns was on with us, and I just looked at the text machine, and a bunch of people were waiting on the code word. So that's a terrible job out of you producing, Solana.
Code word.
Here's the code word for 3 o'clock. I'm sorry that it is 25 minutes late. It's the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. The code word this hour is Cowboy. Cowboy. Text that, and that would have made sense with Alan Hearns here, too.
Oh.
Boy, you really whipped on that one, man. Cowboy is
he's
code
down.
Word.
You know what happened. After that loss last night, the Heat losing, he's not the same.
72881. I know. He lives and dies with the Heat. 72881. That is the number to text it in. Text the word cowboy right now to 72881. Your next chance to win will be the top of the next hour, 405, unless we forget and Solana doesn't remind me. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is a national contest. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Lee Sterling is with us, professional sports handicapper. What about the total on the game Sunday? It's 54.5 right now.
So I don't like the game total. I think the better play is the second half, over 27.5. I think that's a better way to approach the total if you want to play it. Think speed up, teams behind, and big plays. I think there's going to be some nervousness for both teams. This isn't like New England, who's been there before. So I think these players, except for maybe Patrick Mahomes, he seems like he's got ice water in his veins. He might be that guy that just is able to overcome it. But in the second half, they go in, they're warmed up, they're sweat, they got a good sweat working, and they can hit on some big plays.
Do you bet any novelty props?
Yeah,
you're a legit sports handicapper, so that doesn't offend you to bet the coin toss or the anthem or the –
the coin toss does.
Because there's no edge.
No edge at all.
Right.
Okay. So, told you I have a daughter who sings and does all that in college. So, I have her every year. I employ her to study the national anthem. She's hit 5 in a row. Last year, they had Gladys Knight at a minute 55. And she said to me, it's going to go over 2 minutes. She says, have you heard her lately? She sounds really good. And from sing, she sang, I think, 5 or 6 times for the national anthem for the Heat.
She handicaps it.
Oh yeah, an NBA and Major League Baseball team. So she knows a set of time for you. Remember, they're practicing it over and over. They got the flyover coming. She said, Demi Lovato, remember, she went to rehab 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Sometimes after you go into rehab, vocal cords aren't as strong. She says she's riffing a little bit more. She also said once she gets to that final note, she can't hold it maybe quite as long. She thinks they set this thing up. You know, it's been going up. They used to have it minute 45,
right.
Minute 48. Lately, it's been in the mid to upper 150s. This is set at 203. She thinks it's going under. She's thinking
under,
the target time is probably anywhere from 155 to 157.
Hmm. Under on the national anthem. Any other props that you love?
So another fun one is J-Lo and Shakira.
Yes.
Will they show some cleavage?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
minus 250.
On both of them showing
both
cleavage.
Both of them showing, yes.
Okay. J-Lo and
that's what they do, Lee.
Shakira. Both.
Yep.
Show cleavage. Because, you know, we had Jay Figg on yesterday. She's one of the women that works at the radio station, and we do a segment called Fade Figg.
Yep.
She's terrible at this. I, my whole impetus behind the segment was, you ever go to Vegas, there's someone at the craps table, beautiful woman at the craps table, they've never played, you hand them the dice, they roll for 45 minutes.
We had the house mother at the University of Texas. She went on a roll one time for like 12 weeks. she would pick out 10 games. She was going like 8-2, 9-1
every week. Just always works that way.
She just liked the color of the uniforms.
Right.
She visited her aunt, you know, Bessie and Tulsa, you know, the week before. So she would pick Tulsa, you know, plus 24.
That was the concept with Jay Figg, and it's turned out that she's really awful at this and not lucky at all. So now we fade Figg. But she said on the J-Lo Shakira cleavage thing, she said only J-Lo. She said don't bet them both. She said only J-Lo. But I would lean towards your prognostication here because she's wrong on everything.
Yes.
That's why I was writing it down because I want to make sure that that's at minus 250, as you mentioned. What else you like?
So those are some of the fun ones.
Okay.
You know, I don't bet the coin toss. You know, there's some other cross bets, but I think most of those are tough. Everyone is watching the game. The first – 6, 7, 8 minutes. You got everyone around. If you got 20, 30 people. So will there be a score in the first 6.5 minutes of the game? I'm going to say yes.
Yes, score in the first 6.5
Might
minutes.
Might be a field goal. Think someone's going to get in the red zone and score. Two great field goal kickers, too. Robbie Gould is, I mean, money. So I like that. And then a couple player props. I like George Kittle over 70 receiving yards. I think he has a huge edge over Honey Badger. I love Honey Badger, but he's 5'9", guarding a guy that's 6'5", that can run like the wind. So I think he's gonna catch 6, 7, 8 balls for more than 70 yards. Raheem Mostert, I'm going under 69.5 rushing yards. I just
because everyone is, you know, it's that recency bias.
Yes.
And he looked so good. It's probably a good under.
Yeah, they're going to rotate, I think, 2-3 guys.
Breida and Coleman. Yeah.
So what's his over-under set at, 69?
69.5. It started out as high as like 76, 77, but it's down to 69.5. I still think it's too high. Still think there's some value. Also, what will happen first, sack or touchdown pass? I'm going to say a sack. Now, both teams combined are top 12 rushing the passer. You add it up, they average about 4 sacks a game. One of those guys, a Frank Clark, one of these great pass rushers, Bosa, is going to break through, I think, and get a sack here in the first series or two of the game. So I'm going to go with there'll be a sack first before a touchdown. And those are all at, like, even money. So
those are some good props there. And so how many props do you think you personally – will have on Sunday? Like, are you every play of the game you're looking at something? Because it's a hard way to watch a game when you've got too many of that stuff going on.
So I'm not a great in-game bettor. Now, you would think with my background in finance and watching a game, I'd be great. You got to understand your strengths and weaknesses. Like poker, I'm horrible. My brother used to take – he used to clear me out because he said I would get a tell all the time. I would give it out. So you got to understand your strengths and weaknesses. I'll probably play between 13 and 15 prop plays. And remember, on prop plays, usually the VIG is minus 115, not minus 110.
Right, so you're paying a little bit of a premium but it's also fun.
Right.
Three random bets. We always ask Lee Sterling for three random bets, your choice.
Yep.
And, again, his website is ParamountSports.com. I know a lot of people are interested, especially Super Bowl week. You start hearing about all the props and the gambling and whatnot. Give us something that you like over the next few days.
Okay, so longest penalty. They have it set at 15.5 yards. I think there's going to be at least 2 to 3 pass interferences, maybe on Honey Badger. Yeah. As a DB, you don't want to get burned in a Super Bowl for a touchdown. Rather take a penalty. So I just think that some of these receivers are that good that we'll see a penalty for more than 15.5 yards.
Okay.
Also, more than 4.5 sacks. I'm going to say yes. Even though I talked about, you know, the first, will there be a sack before a touchdown? I think there's going to be more than 4.5 sacks. Great pass rushers. Got some linebackers that can get to the quarterback, maybe even a cornerback blitz. So I'm going to go over 4.5 sacks on that. And then I'll pick an NBA game tonight. I
there
like the
go.
San Antonio Spurs. Need that action on a Wednesday night.
There's nothing locally going on.
I need
something.
So I picked San Antonio last week. And part of my thinking when they played Phoenix was Phoenix had no bench. Well, Phoenix – bench, all four of them scored a total of 8 points, and somehow they covered. Yeah. So I did lose that wager, but I think San Antonio is one of these teams at 20-26. I think they're going to make a run. They're playing Utah tonight. At home, they're getting 5 points. Utah, since Mike Conley came back, they can't really decide what to do. He's played between 14 and 24 minutes. They can't decide whether to bring him back as a starter or not. They're coming off their first loss at home. They played Houston. Houston did not have James Harden. I think this might. I think they're a little overvalued, and San Antonio's a little undervalued. We'll take five there. I worked the score out to 109-107 Utah. Whenever I get 2.5 or 3 points in value,
you
I jump on
it.
We're taking San Antonio tonight in the NBA.
Lee Sterling, he is a professional sports handicapper, and he has been on fire this calendar year. He is 19-6 on this show for 2020. So, again, here's what he likes. He likes the Chiefs laying the point. He likes over in the second half of the Super Bowl, over 27.5 for the second half. A couple of props that he likes. Under on the national anthem at 2 minutes and 3 seconds. He likes J-Lo and Shakira to both show cleavage. And really, who wouldn't like that? That's at -250.
And get money off of it?
He says, yes, there will be a score in the first 6.5 minutes. He likes George Kittle over 70 receiving yards. Raheem Mostert under 69.5 yards. I like that one a lot. I think the recency bias on that one is high. He likes sack or TD pass first. Sack. Likes longest penalty over 15.5 yards. He likes more than 4.5 sacks for the game. And tonight in the NBA, he likes the Spurs getting 5. Where? From Utah? From Utah, yeah.
No. It's in San Antonio.
In San Antonio from Utah. Okay,
right.
There you go. Lee Sterling, again, website is ParamountSports.com. You could check it out for yourself. He doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy it. Enjoy your time here on Radio Row. It really is. You were here Monday.
Right.
I mean, Wednesday to Monday, there's no comparison. And Thursday and Friday,
hopping.
I mean,
it is
crazy.
Today.
We saw Ed Reed and Tony Gonzalez and Warren Moon, LaDainian Tomlinson. I mean, this place is.
And all the U players are out, too.
Replete with celebrities and whatnot. Thank you for making time for us, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
Again, ParamountSports.com. And Jay Figg also texts in. She takes issue with everything that we said about her negative during this segment. She aspires to be Lee Sterling one day. But I'll tell you, she's 0-5 in her last five games. She was 0-3 last week, and she started out last night 0-2 for this week. So when I say fade Fig, I ain't lying. You take her picks at your own risk. Now, right. Unfortunately for you, she's got Kansas City minus a point. So I something's got to give somewhere. Something's got
to
give.
Or maybe
somewhere.
She's due to win one.
She's due to win one. What are the odds of her
due
going
to win theory?
The due to win theory, which is half my gambling life.
This Valentine's Day, show her that you know her with a gift set from Pandora Jewelry. Charm her with more than words and make her feel special with heartfelt jewelry that celebrates your love. Not sure which gift is right? Visit your local Pandora Jewelry store and choose from a selection of sparkling sterling silver gift sets. Make Valentine's Day count. Shop Pandora Jewelry and express your one-of-a-kind love story.
Visit the Pandora store at Southland Mall, located off Florida's Turnpike on Southwest 205th Street and US 1. Pandora, Southland Mall.